So, hello, Mr. Alex Trumbull? Trumbell?
Yeah. Trumbull.
Trumbull. How the hell do you spell that?
T-R-U-M as in Mike, B as in boy, U-L-L.
Motherfucker, you said that like you got arrested.
Dude, I have to say that every time, everywhere I have to go. It's just... And they still can't spell my name right.
What kind of name is that, man? Is that native?
No, it's Irish and Scottish.
Irish and Scottish.
Yeah, I come from the Scottish side, I come from the Turnbull. And then on the Irish side, it actually does translate to Trumbull.
Right on. Where you at right now, man?
What's that, sorry?
Where you at right now?
Cody, Wyoming.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
last time I saw you was in Spokane, and
I'm still living up there.
Oh, so
I'm here, kind of on vacation, kind of working, trying to get shit squared away because unemployment's kind of giving me the shaft. So,
where are you working at right now?
It's called the Trailhead.
Is that Jerome Schumacher?
And so, do you remember
Jerome?
Where Pete's on the Run is?
In Cody.
In Cody?
Yeah.
Yes. Behind it, literally as you're trying to go, you know, the four-way intersection, if you turn right there, Pete's on the Run.
You take a left.
Yeah. You go to the four-way intersection, you look off to the left-hand side.
And it'll be on the right-hand side.
Plaza deal, that's where it's at.
I helped open that place, man.
I work under Nate.
You work underneath?
Nate.
Is he the owner?
Yeah.
He's a tall guy, right?
Yes. Tall, skinny.
Blonde hair?
Used to have blonde hair, but I think it's brown hair. Dark color brown.
Is Jerome Schumacher hanging around there? What's he got to do with that?
Yes, actually, Jerome he's general manager.
Okay.
And bartender.
Yeah, man. When I was there, before I came to Washington, I stopped there 2 years ago. And Jerome asked me what I was doing. I wasn't doing anything. I was hanging out in Lovell, getting ready to come to Washington, where I'm at right now. And yeah. They were opening up that place. And I was able to put a hand in it, man. Like, I left right before they opened, but I know that he was doing like pizzas. He specialized in.
Yep. The name of the place is Trailhead Bar Grill and Pizza Woodfire Pizzeria.
Yeah, yeah, and it was a cool experience. Like, that's not my forte, Brian. I mean, you know me, dude. I'm not a.
Yeah, dude. That's more my level.
We'll get to that. We'll touch base on. I mean, we're definitely gonna get to you. In your level and stuff, but yeah. So when I helped, man, I was out of my element, but I was just helping, like, just I was just a hand, man. Like, we unwrapped the chairs out of the crates, like when they come off the truck and stuff, and set the shit up,
yeah.
Put the tables up. The ovens and the stoves were already there, but like. It was just a laborer, man. Like, I had nothing to do with cooking or anything like that. It was just a helping hand.
And, yeah, you lent your muscle.
It's cool, man. It's cool. It's still going. How's business there?
It was kind of slow because of the whole COVID thing. But he has recently picked up a little bit because he actually opened up a new patio. He made a patio just off to the side of it.
That's cool, man. He knows his stuff, man. He's,
He does. He really does.
Yeah, that's what I like. That, and that's why I didn't mind going, because that's, like I said, man, that's out of my, I don't know anything about pastas. But,
and what's cool about him is that if you treat him nice, he treats you nice.
Yeah.
So it works hand in hand.
Yeah. Jerome Shoemaker or Schumacher?
I don't know. Schumacher? I want to say.
Schumacher. We worked together at, he and I worked together at the golf course.
Okay, yeah.
All right, man. So let's get to you real quick, man. Are you still in culinary school?
Yes, I am. Well, right now, no, but yes.
When are you all scheduled to resume? Are they called classes, sessions?
I had a chance to do online sessions for the spring quarter back when it started in March, April, somewhere in there. But I just kind of took a break from it all. And so my next plan is that I'm going to work here for the summer and then hopefully go back to school for fall, winter, and spring and finish.
How does that school work? Is it like regular school?
So it's a 2-year course. You do get a 2-year AAS degree, so Associates in Applied Science. And it doesn't run like a semester. We have 2 semesters for the whole school year. It's run per quarter. So you have fall quarter, winter quarter, spring quarter, summer quarter, if there is a summer quarter. But in the culinary world, there's no summer quarter.
So essentially, you're going to school year-round?
In a sense, minus the summer quarter. So I do get summer break off.
Do you have
that's the time for us to go work.
Does everybody finish at the same time? You know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Okay.
No. So if you can start at any time. Like me, I started in the winter quarter of...
You've been there for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
Huh. How much did that cost?
And to start, it was like $3,000 for the tuition, but you get uniforms, knives, and the uniforms, you get 5 coats, 5 pants. The coats are embroidered with the Culinary Academy logo.
The emblem.
And then your name. Yeah, the emblem. And then your name. And then you get 5 pants.
What about the knives? What kind of quality are the knives?
They're Mercer. And you get a bag with it. You get the full kit. You get a peeler, a paring knife, a microplane, a chef's knife, a slicing knife, a boning knife, a fork, a brush, a melon baller, measuring spoons, an offset perforated spatula, a rubber spatula, a bench scraper.
I think the rubber spatula, I love the rubber spatula, bro. I use that daily.
The bench scraper, you also get an offset palette knife too. But the bench scraper and the offset perforated metal spatula are both from Hell's Handle.
Wow. So, you're pretty much going to stick with cooking then, right? When will you be done with school?
I hope to be done spring of next year.
Nice.
If I can, if I have to do online courses, my boss there at Trailhead said that I can use his kitchen if I have to.
What's the difference between your school and CIA?
Not much.
Same shit?
We use CIA books, and we have a chef instructor that graduated from CIA. So, what you basically learn in certificate school, this is just a 2-year associate's degree.
Yeah, but still, that's a lot, man.
We learn the same things, we use the same books, we use the same materials. We learn the same cooking methods. Literally, when you go to school, you're learning the French cooking method.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, you're learning, do you learn any Asian cuisines? Or is it just strictly French?
I'm getting into Asian, but I'm still learning. And I'm self-learning. I'm self-teaching myself that cooking style.
I think we're all learning.
Like Mexican, I've learned, I've self-taught myself. And, of course, it does help having, you know, being married into a Mexican family kind of helps with that, too. But
I thought your wife was Native.
She's half Native and half Hispanic. So she's
half crazy.
Hispanic, she's half. Yeah. Oh, just add a pinch of German in there too. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness, I did not, when we started this and I gave you a little shout out to do this, I did not think that you would be in Cody, Wyoming, man. That's kind of funny.
And really, the only why I kind of like and I'm wanting to try and stick with this company here is because they're just starting out. They're still new. And with me being new in this too.
Are you talking about Nate?
I can grow. Yeah, I can grow with the company as it grows too.
I'm glad he's still in business, man.
He actually helped open the restaurant.
You know my boss?
This is my buddy. He actually got me the job.
You know Nathan?
I don't know him personally or on a friendship level, but Jerome turned me on to Nate, and I helped open that place.
That's cool.
Yeah, took the chairs out of the boxes, took them out of the wrapping, set them up, set up the kitchen.
Nice.
Pretty much that, man. Pretty much that.
Nice. That's cool, man.
I didn't do any cooking. I didn't do any, none of that. It was right before I left. I left right before they opened. They opened.
Oh, okay.
They opened, holy smokes. When was I there? September-ish?
Yeah, sounds about right, because we've only been open for like a little over a year now, so.
Yeah, it was almost 2 years. This year will be 2 years, I believe.
That's cool.
Small world.
Yeah.
Small world, man.
That's the culinary world for you. It's really small.
You ever going to do hibachi?
As soon as I can get the Asian kid technique down, and then, yeah, I can start doing some tricks with spatulas and shit.
Are you going to go back to Spokane?
I'm not sure just yet. I'm still kind of feeling everything out.
What the fuck you mean you're feeling everything out?
See how this goes.
I think. What other companies? What's your dude? I would love to go home. I would love to go home to Powell or Lovell or Cody and just live the rest of my life. But I just don't see that happening.
That's my goal.
What's that?
That's my goal. If this all works out real well, I might just stay here and live here. Because he's doing the same thing that I want to do if I want to own my own restaurant. Fresh local produce, fresh local meat.
And what's good about you is I remember working with you at the Rib and Chop. How many years ago was that? 5
years ago.
5, 6?
6. Yeah. No, yeah, 5. Yeah, 5. Yeah.
You went to Rib and Chop right after.
No, I went to the Rib and Chop house after I left Tanager Beverages. I used to help. I was a pallet loader that worked basically for an Anheuser-Busch distributor here in Cody, Wyoming.
That's how you got to Cody?
Yeah, in the first place. And then they screwed me over, and I left them, and then that's when I went to work for... The Chop House is a dishwasher, and it took me literally 3 weeks, and I was a cook at the Chop House.
I remember I'm not going to say one of my fondest memories, but one of my funniest fucking stories with you was about, you already know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, I do, actually.
How did that conversation start?
We're sitting in your car, we're smoking a bowl, get high as fuck. Ask me about where I got the truck from. Because you recognized the truck.
Okay.
And it was a black Toyota T100. And I said, oh yeah, I actually had this truck one time before. And it was when I used to work for Renew as a direct care professional for the mentally impaired, and the car that I had at the time I was working got totaled, and a guy by the name of Steve Montanez was being a nice guy. He was being generous, and at the time, and then he turned into a dick, and then you're like, yeah, that's my brother. Or my cousin or whatever. I was like,
no, that's my blood brother, bro. He's my older brother. Oh my god. My version of that story is everything what you said. I don't remember the T100 Toyota truck, but my version of the story is, okay, so you're in Sheridan, Wyoming? And
I was.
Yeah, and yeah. I knew that's where Steve was. And I thought I asked you if you knew a dude named Steve Montanez, and you're like, yeah, he's a fucking asshole. I was like, yeah, that's my brother.
Shit.
Oh shit. Small world, man. Small world.
Yeah.
So I would, if I had a chance to go back to Cody, your lover or pal, man, I would, and I would stay there. But I would do a food truck. I wouldn't do a cement and brick foundation place.
Food truck is pretty hard to get into when you first start because it's really expensive, and all the permits you have to get in order to do it. You have every spot you have to go to, you have to have a permit to park there, a license to cook in that spot, and you also have to be every time you, so like let's say you go do the
park. Doesn't hot water or some shit like that come into play or something like that?
Well, yes, but so let's say you want to go do the Park County Fair in Powell, and you have a spot, you have to get the permit to park there at the fairgrounds.
A permit is just cash. I mean, a license is just
cash. Yeah, you just go to the courthouse and do it all. They give you all the stuff. You also get your license there, too, in order to cook there. And then you also have to have the health inspector come in and check you out. You have, before you can even start cooking and serving to the general public, you have to have the health inspector come in, and you have to have your hot water, your sandy stations, the whole kit and caboodle.
It works.
And you can't cook. So let's say you fail, you have to fix the failure before you can cook and serve to the public. So you got to go through the whole spiel again. Well, not the permit and the licensing, but you have to go through the whole fucking, call the health inspector, have them come down.
I could see myself.
Have your ducks in a row before you get there.
My brother Steve actually wanted to fund me on a food truck, but I would have to do it in you know, over there. Which,
and they say it's easier just to buy a brand new truck, a food truck, in a
sense, and modify it yourself.
Yeah, because if you get an older one or a used one, then you're putting in that much more work to get it back up to code if it's under code.
Bro, the way I look at a food truck, like if it was mine, I would just need a fryer and a flat top and like a two burner oven.
You gotta have an off-site place to do your prep work and to store your food. Because you can't, you know, you're so cramped in the truck, you can't do your prep, cook, and all that stuff. You have to have an off-site area to do your stuff. That's why they say catering and food truck worlds, they come together really well. Yeah. So that's why the catering world and the food truck world, they kind of mesh together, because you need the same thing. You got to have a space, an outside space, to do all your prep work.
That's
leaf blower was pissing me off.
What's that?
So that leaf blower was pissing me off.
You can hear it now, huh?
Yeah.
He probably knows I'm doing this, but whatever, man. When'd you get back to Cody?
I've been up here since like the first week of May.
First week of May?
Yeah, I got sick and tired of being up there for 2 months in front of my wife and the family and not being able to like get away and like have time to myself. So I kind of took the advantage this time and said, hey, can I go? Yeah, you can go.
She was probably, get the F out of here.
Yeah, it was. And then like the next day, she's like, you should come back. I miss you. I'm like, damn it.
Hey, he quit on the leaf blower. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You got to work today?
No. So I went and worked Friday. And it was kind of just a day to see how it goes. Official start day is Thursday.
Tell me about a work day there. Like, with no customers coming in, what is that like, and it's got to be... Okay, so I'll come back to that. So right now, like, a couple of guys that I still keep in contact with are working at the restaurant, but they're just doing to-go orders, hibachi. And I'm like, so how many people do you need? And like, a couple of my guys are getting 7 hours 1 week, which is pretty much just one day a week.
Yeah.
And
literally, that's a lot of places. Here, I'm not so sure how they do it. This right now, the state of Wyoming has started opening restaurants. So,
to what capacity?
Open. There's no capacity, just as long as you can keep your tables 6 feet apart from each other.
Wyoming, we don't give a fuck in Wyoming, bro. Just don't.
Yeah, really. That's what it is. Now, Washington, on the other hand.
Oh, my God, dude.
Inslee needs to, like, slow down with the crack snorting, man. Like, seriously.
I don't understand.
No more than 50 people. No more than 5 people per table. And they have to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not going to get any money, like, at all.
But you can
now, if you go outside, that's a different story.
But you can go to Seattle and smoke heroin and not get in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand that stuff, man. Like, I've never been a politics guy, but I don't understand how you can just pitch a tent in somebody's house and just stay there. And nobody does anything.
See, now, I still work for Davenport, too. Davenport Hotels up in Spokane. I don't go back to work until the earliest is, they're saying, July.
And are they taking care of you while you're...
Yes, that's the whole unemployment thing. But of course, the state of Washington is—it's the state, not the employer. The state's being stupid, like straight up. They're saying that they overpaid me, and I have to owe them money back. But while they're still making their decision to find out who's at fault, they're still going to pay me while they're making their decision.
Motherfucker, so, they're at fault. Great. It's not like you went in there and got how much money you wanted.
Oh, yeah, and I told them, I was like, I had no knowledge of being overpaid. That's all I could put, because that's the truth.
Did you hear...
They're still making their decision, and while they're doing that, they can still pay me. I'm like, why would you still pay me when you said that you overpaid me? That doesn't make any sense. Like, come on. Basic common sense dictates, stop paying me if I overpaid.
I don't understand, man. I don't know if you know, but I had surgery on my arm in February. I messed up my arm at work in January, so I've been pretty much quarantined since January.
Well, you can't quit choking your chicken at work, okay?
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, if it wasn't for me messing up my arm and collecting L&I this whole time, I don't know what would happen. Like, just don't, man.
Now you're drinking beer and
got issues. So are they working does Nate do delivery? Is it just call in?
No delivery, but he does curbside pickup.
Is there Uber in Cody, Wyoming? Is there Uber Eats?
Oh. I believe so.
I just don't know about Uber Eats.
So there's Uber and Cody?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Huh. That's funny.
I don't know about it.
Yeah, you definitely threw me for a twist today, bro. Like, I was under the impression that I was going to call you and you were going to be in Spokane, Washington. And we're going to talk about Spokane Valley in that area. And then here you are back home. And it's just...
That's the thing about a chef is that you just got to work with what you have. There's always twists and turns. And you just got to roll with it and work with what you got.
It's the way it goes, man. Adapt.
Yes. Adapt, overcome, and persevere.
So... Do you think you're going to go back to school in Spokane?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Even Congress doesn't know.
I get you.
It can go either way.
What about...
online.
Let me ask you this. What about banquets and ceremonies and those stuff, those food festivals that you hosted? Is that a thing of the past?
I don't know.
I was talking to one of my homies the other day about Chinese buffets. I was like, is that a thing of the past? Like,
yeah, just nobody knows.
You know what I mean?
The government, they don't know.
My favorite place, places to eat was casino buffets, man. I love a casino buffet.
Yeah. So our banquets where I work out there at the Davenport.
Those were huge, man. Those were big. The photos that you would post,
like I said,
and they were elegant.
The earliest,
they were elegant, like they were fancy.
Yeah.
High.
Yeah. And I work at the Grant.
Do I dare say high class? I mean, not. They were elegant, man. The fine dining.
Yeah, that'd be high. That'd be high end.
It looked like China. It's just, I don't know, man. It was. What was those?
Oh, and then you go in the back, and you don't get so fine dining.
There was one. Was it one that was a bunch of? Was it one that was a bunch of Indian folks? Was there a bunch of Indian folks, like from India?
Yes, I did. We did host a traditional Indian wedding while I was there.
That's the one that I was probably thinking of, because I remember there. I mean, everybody was Indian.
Yeah.
And everything was.
That's the first time I've had Indian food. That was the first time I got to witness an actual traditional wedding. They literally tried to bring the house down, like straight up. They tried, but failed.
Where was that at? Was that in Spokane?
Fire department. Yeah, that was in downtown Spokane. I work at the Grand, and we're located right across the street from the convention center.
I heard Shogun burnt down in Spokane.
Yes, it did.
I also heard that was a shady place.
That's what I heard too. But I heard it was good food.
Pretty much all hibachi is good food. I mean, I'm not going to say all. It depends on who's cooking it, I guess. But I mean, they're pretty much the same ingredients. There's no. The sauces. It's real big on the sauces. I don't know if you heard my last podcast with Tattoo Mike, but that orange sauce out here, it's different than the yum yum sauce in the South. Like, the yum yum sauce in the South is creamier and sweeter. The orange sauce over here is thinner, like liquidy, thinner, and not so sweet. I don't know the ingredients out here, but pretty much, man, what's the difference between teppanyaki restaurants is, other than the chefs, that goes without saying, but it's the sauces, the combination of sauces.
Yeah. It's the same in the French world, too. You can't have cooking without your five mother sauces.
What are the five mother sauces there, homie? Hold on. Hold on. There's a... Shit. It starts with a V, Valouche or something like that. They got weird names. They're all French, man.
You ready?
Hold on. Let me embarrass myself first. There's the tomato. There's a tomato. There's the... Starts with a V, and it's like vegan or Valouche or some shit like that. And then there's the Hollandaise. And... Oh, my God. All right, break it down to me, fucker. Bring it.
Okay. Espanol. Bechamel.
That's the one I was talking about, the bechamel.
Velouté. Tomato. Hollandaise.
Yeah, I failed.
Yeah, I failed. That's good, though. It's all good. Yeah, no, that's what we learned, too. Like, you cannot have a good dish without either one of those five mother sauces. That's why they're a mother sauce, because
it all derives from there.
At its basic form, you can go anywhere with it.
I'm not a Hollandaise guy, other than on my eggs.
Yeah. There's even a Bernaise, which is a form of Hollandaise. It's just a different ingredient. I don't know which one it is, but it's the same outcome. And Bernaise, you can serve with like your dinner stuff instead of with brunch, like you would with Hollandaise for your eggs Benedict and stuff.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So with the Bernaise, you just serve it with like. So I think Bernaise is closer to a bechamel. And a bechamel is literally just milk thickened with roux, or cream thickened with roux.
I used to work at a place in Fort Collins at a breakfast place, because the restaurant that I used to work at was only open for dinner. So we would go in at 3 o'clock or 2:30. I can't remember, something like that. I think it was 2:30 we would go in. So I'd have to have a job like in the morning time or after work. I started working at 7-Eleven after I would get out of work at Hibachi, which was a place over on Horsetooth and it was over in Horsetooth in Fort Collins. Anyway, and then I worked at a breakfast place. And that breakfast place, I'm not going to say specialized, but one of their staples was a Hollandaise sauce on the eggs. Yeah. And people would order salmon early in the morning, man. Like, I can't eat fish early in the morning. They would do the plate. The dish was fresh buttermilk biscuits, salmon. And then people over here in Washington, dude, that's a huge question. What kind of salmon is that? There's a
yeah.
You know what I mean? But so that dish was a biscuit, buttermilk biscuit, and then like a 4-ounce piece of salmon, and then a poached egg in the Hollandaise sauce, and a little cilantro on top. Like, I didn't. Not even stoned would I eat that.
Yeah, no, you lost me at fish.
In the morning, bro. Salmon in the morning.
I know.
To me, in my world, salmon is a
lunch or
it's hard to beat a good fish fry, bro. It just is. A good fish fry for like a church or your friend, or in South Texas, dude, a fish fry. Ooh, wee. But not in the morning, not for breakfast. I don't know. Everybody's different, though. There was another place I used to work at in Nashville, and it was called Jimmy Kelly's. I believe it's still there. It was over off of West End, off of Broadway, it was over by Fisk University, sort of. But that stench, that whole stitch was, it was like a colonial house. Like, it was a huge house, bro. And in each room, it had a fireplace. And the colonial doors that would open up both ways. The doorway, like, when the doors were shut and you would open up, like, the doorway space, whatever, was probably about 6 feet wide. So each door was like 3 feet. And you would just open them up. And each room had a fireplace in it. And they turned it into a restaurant. You all right, man? Need a minute?
Yeah. All good.
But, so Jimmy Kelly's, and the kitchen was in the basement of the house. Because it really was a house. It's still there.
Yeah.
They just turned it into a restaurant. So the kitchen was in the bottom of the house, and it was kind of like a dungeon, and they had
Sounds familiar.
What's that?
Said it sounds familiar.
Okay, so let me get to what they're... The food that they would put out would be like $70, $80, $90 plates, and this is in the 90s. And what it was just... One of their famous plates, dishes would be a filet wrapped in bacon stuffed with blue cheese. And then they would put that on a plate, and then they would garnish it with a piece of asparagus, and then top it off with like a bay leaf and like a little mango juice on top, and that'd be like $80.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this I wouldn't pay. I mean,
when I worked out at Gaza Ranch last summer, our main thing that the chef would order would be Wagyu, like real Wagyu, where like it costs a lot of money to get it from Japan. Like he gets the nose prints and everything. The sous chef, he got to go learn how to break down a Wagyu beef from off the hoof, and he got the nose print because they do a stamp. That's the certificate of authenticity, is the nose stamp. They stamp the nose and they send it with the meat wherever it goes. But he got the nose print tattooed on him last year.
Why?
Huh?
Why did he get a tattoo of a fucking nose print?
Memory, because that was his... He got to break down, basically, from the hoof. So, like, they stripped the skin, docked the hooves, all that stuff, and he got the carcass. And he basically deboned that whole carcass by himself.
Can you debone a carcass?
No. I can debone a chicken carcass, but not a beef carcass just yet. But the kicker is that my grandfather is like a veteran butcher. So if I need to, I can have him teach me.
So your uncle's your YouTube?
Huh?
Your uncle is your YouTube.
Yeah, well, my grandfather is. Sorry.
Right on.
Yes, I had a lot of fun working out at Gaza last year. That was like my vacation, but my work.
Is Caleb still over there in Cody?
Caleb Sigetti?
Yeah.
No, he isn't. I think he's traveling around snowboard with Taylor. They're still together. I follow him on Instagram.
I accidentally gave him Kobe beef. Him and his girlfriend Tracy, was it? It started with a T, right? I can't remember his girlfriend's name. But they came up to Billings to come and
Taylor.
Eat. Huh?
Taylor.
There you go. Taylor. So Caleb and Taylor came up to Billings one night. I was working at the Wild Ginger there in downtown Billings. That was, at the time, to my knowledge, that was the only restaurant that had Kobe beef. And I don't know if you've ever seen Kobe beef, but you put Kobe beef to the side of, like, we did New York steak, we did ribeye, and we did filet mignon. Pretty much a basic across the board, as other Japanese steakhouses do. But Caleb and Taylor came in and they ordered New York steak. And the dude that I was working with that night had cleaned a piece of New York Kobe steak, and he put it in the wrong place. Like, he put it in the wrong place. And I just went and I grabbed two pieces, and it was Kobe beef. Because we did a count. Like, at the end of the night, we would tally up the sales and the inventory, and then there was two Kobe beef steaks missing. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't cook no Kobe steak. I didn't cook none. And then we went down to orders, and I was like, dude, you put the steaks in the wrong place. I didn't care. But yeah, that's my second interaction with Kobe beef was with Caleb in Billings. First interaction was
usually order, out of Gaza, they usually ordered Wagyu tri-tip.
Tri-tip?
Yeah, Wagyu tri-tip. Hmm. Are you familiar with Wagyu at all?
I mean, I know, yeah, I'm familiar with it, but
you know about it.
I don't fucking go and I don't go buy it and eat it. I'm not on that level.
No, you wouldn't, especially if it's like 100% Wagyu. Yeah, you don't want to go buy it
either. I'm on the other end. I cook it and I taste it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the reason why I got into cooking, man. When I got to Nashville, Tennessee, had no skills. I was 19 years old, dropped out of college. And then when I got to Nashville, forgot to pay my rent while I was delivered. Whatever, man, we were partying. And started living in a hotel, man. Started living in a hotel. And I was working at the hotel part-time, but I didn't have no money for food, so I went to go work at Waffle House right down the road over on Harding Place in Nashville, right off of I-24. That's the whole way I got into cooking, man, was...
Yeah, I got into cooking. I was 15. And school just got out. And then I get a phone call from my
When you say school, what are you talking about? What kind of school? High school? Junior high school?
High school. I was a sophomore. I was just between my sophomore and junior year. School just gets out for summer. I get a phone call from my mom saying, "Hey, I got you a job down here in Cheyenne at the TA truck stop going eastbound."
At the TA truck stop.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was a dishwasher. I do not recommend being a dishwasher first time at a truck stop as your first job, straight out the door. Don't do it because, you'll fail.
What were your hours?
Full-time hours.
My first job was a dishwasher in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was 15. I still had my paycheck somewhere. I was getting paid $7.50 an hour, and my first paycheck was $189, and I went and bought a pair of Air Jordans. And then I went and I bought 3 baseball tickets for 2 of my friends and I to go watch the Twins play. I paid a total of $42 for 3 tickets in 1989 to go see the Minnesota Twins play the Oakland Athletics. That was with
I didn't last long there. I only lasted a month or two because it just they kept me there and worked me later than they said they were, and then my dad was pissed off because of the whole me staying late, waking him up, because he had his job that he had to go to early in the morning. Like, he'd wake up at the ass crack of dawn, leave by the time I woke up. So it just didn't come together. I left, hung out the summer, and then I went back. I got a job at Tom's Cafe in Basin while I was in school. And I was his dishwasher / cook. And then I did it again my senior year. But between my junior and senior year, I took a job up here in Cody at our place as one of their host bussers.
What the hell's our place? What the hell's our place?
So you go up West Yellowstone towards the end over by Stampede Arena.
Like you're going to Yellowstone.
As you're going to Yellowstone, but it'll be on your left-hand side just after you pass the fork for South Fork.
Isn't Cassie's right around there?
Just before the South Fork turnoff.
Right on. I love Cody, bro. It's one of my favorite towns in the world.
While I was working at Cassie's, I got a dishwashing job at Tommy Jack's Cajun Grill at the time. And they were located... I don't know. Do you remember Cooter Brown's bar?
No, I don't.
So Pizza on the Run. It's actually, so if you see where Trailhead is, you look out the door of Trailhead towards the north, like you're looking towards Pizza on the Run, that big brown wooden building. That used to be in the back there on the right-hand side of the building. If you cut straight in half, the right half was Cooter Brown's, and the front half was Tommy Jack's Cajun Grill.
Is that place still there right now, or when was this?
No, it's the whole... I don't know what the front half is, but the back half, I think, is the health food store. Hmm. But, yeah. So I was working both jobs. And it came time for school. And I actually wanted to stay in Cody and do the school year up in Cody and keep those two jobs. But my grandparents didn't want me to.
You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Right on.
Yeah. So, my grandparents said, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. It's your last year. So, I did that, graduated. I also worked at Cassie's Supper Club after I graduated.
So, pretty much you've been in the whole the restaurant business. Is it fair to say your whole life?
I have 15 years experience.
And how old are you?
I would, huh?
How old are you?
I'm 32.
32?
Yeah.
Right on.
The only reason, because I would probably have more experience if I didn't do entrepreneurial work in a sense after I graduated. I also am a veteran. I was in the Navy, so that took some time too.
How long were you in the Navy?
That was a year and a month. Well, I got into a dark hole because I found my wife sleeping with somebody else, and she wasn't my wife at the time. I was going to ask her to marry me. I get home and find her with another man.
This is supposed to be a teppanyaki tales, hibachi tales, and restaurant shit. But I think we went down a whole other road. No, man, tell me. Let it out. Get that shit off your chest.
Right. But yeah, no. And then I came back, and I didn't have a job there.
Hold on, you came home to old girl in bed with a dude?
No, so she came and picked me up with old dude. I didn't know it.
What did she say?
Hugging a kiss, and then 500 yards behind her is this dude walking up. Who's this? Oh yeah, that's my boyfriend. Wait, what? When were you gonna tell me this?
Wow. All of a sudden, I got a whole bunch of questions, but we'll stay the course.
Yeah, we're good.
No. We'll save that for a private phone call. Holy smokes, that's crazy. A lot of hibachi chefs, a lot of teppanyaki chefs that I know, man, a lot of us are divorced. It just, what we do, it takes time. I'm not going to say, oh my God, there's a sacrifice to do this. It's just, you work weekends, you work Fridays, you work Saturdays, you work birthdays, you work holidays, just across the board. And
it's a breed that is in and of itself.
What's that?
I said, this is a breed in and of itself.
You know, and
you have to love it. If you don't love it, you ain't going to get anywhere.
Yeah, it's definitely not something that you just put your toes in and test it. I mean, obviously, a lot of the guys I talk to, a lot of folks I know, man, we've been in this business damn near half our life. It doesn't matter what age you are, half your life you've been in this business. Whether you're 40, you started when you're 20. If you were 30, you started when you're 15. You know what I'm saying?
I have to believe this.
Yeah. That's why I started this podcast, man. Just, talk to everybody across the board, man.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that have never even worked in the restaurant business, so this is like a whole.
But it didn't take me long to get back in after I got out of the Navy. I went to Sheridan. That's where I met my wife, well, girlfriend at the time. I worked for Perkins in Sheridan.
The restaurant?
Yeah.
Those are in the South also. There's a Perkins in Memphis and Nashville.
And then...
Hold on, there's a Perkins in Billings, too.
Yeah, there is. There's Perkins everywhere, bro. Are you kidding me?
There's not over... They're not like over McDonald's. Here in Washington. There aren't any in Washington.
There's one in Spokane.
There's a Perkins in Spokane.
I believe so.
You live in Spokane, you know, and you believe so. That should be something with certainty. Be like, dude, yeah, there's a Perkins. It's on such and such block.
I'm trying to remember.
I bet you know where Frankie Doodles is, oh huh?
Yep, I know where Dick's is too.
Frankin Doodles? Have you ever eaten there?
Not Frankin Doodles, but I ate at Dick's.
Hold on, there's a couple different Dick's. In Texas and San Antonio, there's a Dick's where the servers would talk shit to you. And then over here in Seattle.
Don't have this place.
Over here, there's Dick's Burgers.
Yep, Dick's Burgers.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yep, Dick's Burgers.
Yeah. Still haven't eaten one yet.
But, yeah, worked for Perkins. And then I was going to go to school for criminal justice. And that didn't work out so well. And, yeah, I just been bouncing around and everything like that. I didn't start actually getting into the culinary world until I went to work at the Chop House.
Would that spark an interest?
Yeah. Well, it didn't spark an interest until I went to Sheridan Chop House. Because I also, so I worked at the Cody Chop House and I worked for Adriano's, which is now called Il Padrino.
Okay, that's I think I want to say that I've heard of that.
Little Italian restaurant there by Wayne's Boot Shop.
And where's this at? Il Padrino's?
Yeah, well, it's now called Il Padrino's, but it used to be called Adriano's.
And this is in Sheridan?
Cody.
Oh, it's in Cody. Okay. Where's that at?
Right next door to Wayne's Boot Shop.
A little free publicity, but yeah, Wayne's Boot Shop, okay.
And then I worked for Blair's Supermarket in Powell.
What'd you do there?
Blair's Powell. I was in the deli. I was one of their delicatessens.
I think I remember that. Didn't you leave the Chop House and go work there?
Huh?
What's that?
I said, so that was around the time that we saw each other at the Overland in Grable that night.
Yeah, I remember that. I was on a bus.
Yeah.
I was on a bus on my way to Casper.
I was also working there when you brought me back that oil.
Yeah. I remember you were working there.
And then after that I left and went over to Sheridan. Then I worked at the Spokane Chop House for a while, and that's where it actually kind of sparked an interest. Really, was there.
So when are you going to finish school?
Hopefully spring of next year.
And you're guaranteed a job after that, right? I mean, is that why you pay a lot of money? Because you guaranteed a job as soon as you finish their program, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they're guaranteeing jobs while you're still in school. Like, that's how I got Gaza Ranch Country Club and Lake Resort. And that's also how I got Davenport Hotels. And I'm also a member of the ACF, i.e., American Culinary Federation.
Do you ever pay money?
Pay the ACF? Yes.
Was that called it's dues? Is that dues?
Yeah.
How much you got to pay?
Basically, it's your annual fee. So as a student, you pay $92.
A month or a year?
A year.
And then what do you get out of that?
So you can take their schooling every so often. I think it's like every quarter or so. Where you can move up in their world. It's like once I graduate and I become a full-fledged member, because right now I'm still a junior member. Basically, I'm it's like a fraternity, and I'm the dude that's trying to get into the fraternity. Did he? So, like, let's Hell's Angels. You have prospects. I'm the prospect.
I like how you could. I like how you went to analogy from cooking to Hell's Angels. That's pretty gangster. I like that.
But in all actuality, that's basically what it is. Like, I'm the prospect. I'm the lowest man on the totem pole.
No, we're bitches.
And then once I grab, I'm the bitch. So once I graduate high school and I pay full dues, which is actually like $235 a year. No, $295 a year. So that's about $300. You can sign up and do training to become a certified fraternity. And then after
you see that,
you complete that. Yeah. Get your basically the top tier is CMC. I think it's Certified Master Chef, which is above Executive Chef. I'm not sure. Yeah, no, they give you, and I also get discounts out the wazoo because
discounts on like clothing and.
Huh?
Discounts on like clothing and equipment, knives, yeah. And such.
Any industry place. So of industries. So like Kitchen Engine in Spokane, they do this. If you're in school or you work in industry, they give you a discount on their knives.
Certain knives or all knives?
All knives.
Okay.
All kitchen equipment.
Right on.
So I got two Shun knives from them. I got a Nikuri and a 10.5-inch Yanagiba.
Ooh.
And original price, I was probably looking at about
$400 or $500
for both knives. I only paid $200 for both knives.
Nice.
With the discount.
Yeah, you're gonna pay good money for a good knife. Although I am partial to the $5 kiwis at the Asian market.
What else? I also got a pair of Birkenstock work shoes. I also got a discount on because of me being in industry and a student at Spokane Community College. So I think the original price for those shoes were around $300-$400 again. And I only spent like $200.
On a pair of shoes? Nice.
Yeah, on a pair of shoes.
I wear Danskos at work.
Huh?
I wear Dansko. Dansko? Yeah.
I think it might jack. But I like those Birkenstocks. They're a thick rubber.
Never heard of them.
Quite a while.
I've never heard of that brand, Birkenstock.
So it's a clog. They're made in Germany. They're made out of a thicker sole, like rubber sole. Like, they're super thick, sturdy. I mean, they're so stiff. But the soles come out. They have inserts. And they come out, and you can wash them in the washer.
Oh, wow.
One of my chef instructors lives by them. He, like, says, get these. They are the best work shoe. And because they're a thicker rubber, knives should just bounce right off the top. So if you drop a knife on your foot, it should just bounce right off. It shouldn't go through it. I guess. I don't know. I don't try it. I still move my foot out of the fucking way. Like, I don't trust it. But, no, this guy lives in Breeze, Birkenstock, and he's had the same pair for 4 years.
Wow.
And they look like he just bought them yesterday.
That says a lot.
Yes, they're an expensive shoe, but they last forever. And you can go buy, and all you gotta do is if you don't like the sole anymore, like it's wearing out and whatnot, you just go buy another sole and put it in the shoe.
I'll definitely have to look into that. Birkenstock.
Yep.
Birkenstock.
You can get them online too.